Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Many of you, as well as I, can remember when this world and our nation was a much more simple, pleasant, and secure place to live and rear our family. And we may wish and long for things to be in many ways as they were 40, 50, 60 years ago, even though it was a long way from a utopia world or nation at that time, when money and other material possessions weren't at our fingertips as they are today. But it was a slowed down society where we had neighbors and friends that had time to neighbor and visit and help in time of need. It was a time when pressure was low, when we had much more peace of mind, and when we were contented with the necessities of life. Yes, it was a time before everything became so commercialized and before government began to take more and more privilege away from us and telling us what we can do and what we can't and what we have to do. It was a time before we became so liberal in our thinking and actions, when we still believed in child-rearing, training, teaching, and correction, when we believed in hard work and that honesty and integrity were the way of life and that paid the greatest dividends. We believed and taught respect and honor to our elders and parents, grandparents, and to others as well. A society where divorce was frowned on and rarely heard of, rape, murder, theft was rare, and our thinking and actions were much more on a moral and a spiritual scale. Yes, we were much more conservative in our thinking and actions. We have all been born and reared and have grown up in a ready-made society, and you might say that we are trapped, at least to some degree, and we float with the current, that is, the customs, the practices, and beliefs that's all around us. And it seems the thinking is that I will do what I want and what I like. I will put me first. I will do my way. I will do my thing. And some that may remember a different life or a different world much too often have floated downstream and allowed our thinking and attitude to become much too liberal. Well, where is our liberal thinking, attitude, and actions leading us? Perhaps I should ask, where has it taken us and where will we end up? When a nation or an individual persists in doing what's right in our own eyes, then we are on a disastrous course. The book of Judges proves this big time. Genesis 6 and 7 proves this big time. As a matter of fact, the entire Bible proves this big time. History proves this as well. The book of Judges stands in stark contrast to the book of Joshua. And Joshua, an obedient people, conquered the land through trust in the power of God. In Judges, however, a disobedient and idolatrous people are defeated time and time again because of their rebellion against God. Judges shows how Israel had set aside God's law and in its place substituted what was right in their own eyes. Does that sound like a nation that we live in today, my friends? Ask yourself, does that sound like myself? The recurring result of abandonment from God's law is corruption from within and oppression from without. Does that sound like our nation today? Corruption from within and oppression from without. During the nearly 400 centuries span by this book, God raises up military champions or judges to throw off the yoke of bondage and to restore the nation to pure worship. But all too soon, the sin cycle begins again as the nation's spiritual temperature grows steadily colder. Notice what God has to say about the day of ancient Israel at that time of the Judges, which, as I said, expanded about 400 years of time. In Judges 17 and verse 6, "In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." Does that sound like the nation that you live in today? Does that sound like your mind and your thinking? God repeats this again in Judges 21 and verse 25. Yes, God wants us to pay attention to what happened in the history of his nation Israel. Judges 21 verse 25 says again, "In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." Again, I ask, do you fit that mold? Do you do what's right in your own eyes? Then Israel decided they wanted a human king to rule over them. They thought that would solve all their problems if they would just get a human king. Now, actually, before this happened, they had rejected God as being their king. God was the first king of Israel. And God had full intentions of continuing to be the king of Israel as long as the nation existed, which that would have been forever. But no, they rejected God. So then Israel decided they wanted a human king to rule over them. They thought that would solve their problems. In other words, they didn't want God to rule them. They didn't want to live by God's rules. Of course not. That was too conservative and too constrictive. They wanted to be liberated from God's law. Does that sound like the world or the nation that we live in today? They wanted to do what was right in their own eyes. Again, I ask, is that the way we are today? And God knew that. Well, what happened to Israel? It was problem after problem and finally captivity for the nation of Israel. Notice what Israel wanted here and what they did in 1 Samuel 8, verses 1 through 9. Now it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his son judges over Israel. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. But his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribes, and perverted justice. Does that sound like the nation that we live in today? Think about these things, my friends. Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramoth and said to him, "Look, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations." Yes, people wanting to be and wanting to follow other people. Well, that seems to be human nature, doesn't it? And that is still extant today. People want to follow the crowd. People want to be like the majority. People want to be like other people. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." So Samuel prayed to the Eternal. And the Eternal said to Samuel, "Heed the voice of the people and all that they say to you. For they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them." So before this event ever came to pass, before they ever decided that they wanted a human king, they had long ago rejected God as being their king. They didn't want God reigning over them. They didn't want to have to obey that old law that we say was nailed to the cross today. Verse 8, "According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even to this day, which they have forsaken me and served other gods, so they are doing to you also." Yes, God said they were a nation, they were a people that didn't want to obey him. They wanted to go their own way, do their own thing, and do what was right in their sight. Now, isn't that the way we are today? Well, keep in mind what happened to Israel. They went into captivity. "Now therefore, heed their voice," God is telling Samuel here. It says, "However, you shall solemnly forewarn them and show them the behavior of the king who will reign over them." So you can read the following verses down to verse 19. Samuel gave them solemn warning of what type of king would reign over them, what this king would do, and where they were headed under a human king after they had rejected God. What would be their end and what would be their troubles and their problems in the interim? Notice now in verse 19 of 1 Samuel 8, "Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, 'No, but we will have a king over us.'" People want what they want, and they will do whatever they can to get it, no matter whom it hurts, how it hurts, or where it winds up. Verse 20 says that we may be also like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. And God had told ancient Israel that he would fight their battles for them if they would only obey him. And God did. When he brought them out of Israel, when he brought them across the Red Sea, and when Israel finally went over in the Promised Land 40 years or a little later after they crossed the Red Sea and came out of Egypt, God did fight their battles until they quit obeying God. And God is the same today, my friends. God hasn't changed. God will fight your battles today for you personally if you will only trust and obey God. Verse 21, "And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he repeated them in the hearing of the Eternal." So the Eternal said to Samuel, "Heed their voice and make them a king." So they left God no choice except to bow out as their king, as their ruler, and let them go their own way. God did try to do still yet what he could for them. You know, he said, only they will choose a king, or I will choose a king for them. So God chose Saul as the first human king of Israel. And then he chose David. And things went well under David's reign because he was a man after God's own heart. He believed in obeying and putting his hope and trust in God. So the Lord said to Samuel, "Heed their voice and make them a king." And Samuel said to the men of Israel, "Every man go to his city." In other words, you go away. We're going to choose you a king. Yes, many of us remember much more conservative times, morally and spiritually, when we hadn't drifted so far from God. But a little leaven has leavened the whole world, including our nation. Yes, lawlessness or sin creates more lawlessness and sin. Our liberalism, our lack of morals, our lack of obedience to God's law, our lack of righteousness, just as the pre-flood world and ancient Israel, will lead us to our doom. Unless we repent and turn to God, you can if you will. You can repent and turn to God if you will. You don't have to float downstream, and you don't have to follow the crowd. You don't have to float downstream and suffer defeat and captivity, which is going to happen to modern Israel, which are the United States and the British people, which God makes very plain in many prophecies in his word. And God also says that our way will lead this world and our nation as well to the brink of annihilation. Not just only captivity, which is coming first, but then this world is coming to the brink of annihilation unless God sends Jesus Christ back to this earth at the right split second to save mankind from himself. You can ignore these warnings and suffer the consequences, or you can repent and turn to God and be blessed and be protected. The choice is yours. We invite you to request our free articles, Nations in Decline. Now, this is something that you need to read, my friends, and Natural Consequences. And all you need do to receive those free articles is just call us at 1-800-611-8080. There's no cost, no obligation. It's absolutely free. Christ said, "You have freely received, freely give." And that's exactly what we do. So we invite you to request our free articles, Nation in Decline and Natural Consequences. Just dial us at 1-800-611-8080. Thanks for joining us today. This is Pete Hornbuckle, and I'll see you on my next program.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.